Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Two things I'm watching today: above normal temperatures for the next couple of days, and then a front that'll bring us some cooler temperatures. Plus, Hurricane Lee, which is likely to affect us late in the week, at least with some rip current danger. I'll show you what to expect.
Bringing light to a dark day in American history. Service projects are underway across the triangle today in honor of 9/11. Just ahead, how you can get involved.
Plus, a new twist in the search for an escaped Pennsylvania inmate. How he managed to slip past authorities again, expanding the search nationwide. That is one of Mary's many stories we have for you on this Monday morning, 9/11. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you along. It's 12 days into that search. I can't believe that.
I know.
Found yet, so
I know.
Off they go. We have details on that coming up. But Elizabeth Gardner on the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Right now, looking at that dense fog advisory just to our west.
And we have widely ranging conditions as you're heading out the door this morning. It's a little bit more sunny from the Triangle area down south. We do have dense fog advisory, in fact, just for Chatham County and then the Triad area if you're going to be headed back to the west. This is a live look at downtown Wake Forest, and you can see a good bit of cloud cover here. Visibility is down to a quarter of a mile in parts of the Triangle area and in South Hill, and down to about half a mile in Clinton, but there's some other spots like Southern Pines, Fayetteville, and Rocky Mount, where visibility is 10 miles, which would mean clear skies. It will vary widely in any particular part of the viewing area. Partly cloudy this afternoon and the potential for a few isolated showers, especially from Durham and Raleigh southward. A little rumble of thunder is possible. We shouldn't have as much coverage as we saw on Saturday, but it could be similar to what we saw Sunday. Taking a look right now, this is RDU covered in some clouds, 70 degrees with a dew point of 68, and hour by hour, we'll climb up to around 88. For a high this afternoon. New at 5 with Hurricane Lee. Wind speeds increasing to Category 4 today, but just briefly, no major shifts in the track. That keeps it well off the coast of North Carolina, not making a landfall in our state. And then weakening expected Friday as it continues to move northward into some cooler water. It's moving northwest at 7 right now with winds at 120, becomes Category 4 later today, but then by Wednesday back to Category 3, and then Category 2 as it moves past Bermuda with 100 mile per hour winds potentially. It stays off the coast of North Carolina, but could end up making landfall up around Maine or Nova Scotia. Just off our coast, it's likely to create some rip current danger, as well as potential for some coastal erosion. Tomorrow's likely to be the hottest day of the week, and then some delightful, real, true fall coming our way later in the week. We'll show you more about that coming up, Brian.
Some breaking news here at 8:03, Elizabeth. Want to head out to the Wilson's Mills area. We're getting reports of some sort of an incident on 70 right around Wilson's Mills Road. You can see some heavy delays on that westbound side, leaving Selma and Smithfield, heading back toward Wilson's Mills. We're going to get some details about exactly what's going on there, but you might consider using 70 Business out of Smithfield as a better alternate route this morning. Heading back into the Triangle area proper, we've been watching a few crashes this morning, although as far as we can tell, they're not really causing any big delays. One of those crash reports is out at 87 southbound at New Hope Road. Haven't really seen any big backups directly related to that. Maybe a little bit of a slowdown, though, on 440 westbound starting to form with a report of a crash right around the Capitol Boulevard interchange, and you can see where traffic is a little slow right now between 87 heading out toward Capitol Boulevard. Taking a look at your other major approaches into the Raleigh area, US 1 northbound out of Apex heading through Cary, about a 4-minute delay, and we're seeing about a 10-minute slowdown on southbound Capitol Boulevard heading in from Wake Forest down toward the 540 interchange there on the north side of Raleigh. A similar backup this morning coming in from Rollsville on southbound 401 or Lewisburg Road between Main Street and the 540 interchange. I've also been watching some heavy delays on 885 in Durham, both directions pretty badly backed up this morning between 147 and I-40. I just checked with our partners at Waze, and we're not getting any reports of anything specifically causing this, but take a look at those delays. On the northbound side from I-40 to I-85, you're looking at a 16-minute backup this morning, and that southbound trip from I-40, or rather from I-85 down to I-40, seeing about a 13-minute delay. Most of the southbound delays are right around that 147 merge. Once you hit Ellis Road, the southbound trip down to TW Alexander looks okay.
Thanks, Brian. Today marks 22 years now since the 9/11 attacks on the Twin Towers. This is a live look at the 9/11 Memorial Park in New York City. Memorial services will happen there today, as well as Washington, D.C. and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 people were killed during the attacks. President Biden will attend a 9/11 ceremony on a military base in Anchorage, Alaska. Here at home, Governor Roy Cooper has ordered all state flags to be lowered to half staff today.
And Fort Liberty invites the public to commemorate the day with a 9/11 remembrance ceremony. That will be at the Eternal Flame at the Fort Liberty main parade field beginning at 8:30 this morning. The North Carolina National Guard will hold a memorial ceremony at the Joint Force headquarters in Raleigh. That's at 8:45 this morning on Gold Star Drive. Governor Roy Cooper will be speaking at that event, and we've learned that Attorney General Josh Stein will not be there because he tested positive for COVID. The city of Rocky Mount will hold its annual ceremony this morning at 10. That will be at the flagpoles outside the municipal building on South Franklin Street. Also this morning, people are gathering at Keenan Stadium at UNC for the annual 9/11 stair climb. This is video from a previous year's event. The event pays tribute to FDNY firefighters by climbing the equivalent of the 110 stories of the World Trade Center.
One nonprofit based in the Triangle wants to honor the lives lost on 9/11 by serving our community. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now to tell us about the Day of Service Activate Good is organizing and how people can get involved. Kelsey, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. The nonprofit Activate Good is partnering with several community groups across the Triangle for a service project today. And volunteers are already here at the Green Community Center preparing for a cleanup project. Meals on Wheels, the Special Olympics, and the Ronald McDonald House are just a few of the organizations that Active Good is partnering with for today's event. Service projects will vary depending on where you volunteer. Some activities include making blankets for Wake Med patients and packing kits for students in need, all with the intent to bring joy on a day that brings pain to so many.
Opportunity for you and your kids and your family to reflect on what we have in our community and how we can really come together to learn and serve.
And there's still time for you to sign up. They are two volunteer shifts. The first shift is the morning shift. Now that one is already started, but the evening shift begins at 6 p.m. So if you want more information on how to volunteer, head over to Activate Good's website. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
And WRL has a full list of ways you can honor and remember those who were killed on this day 22 years ago. Just visit our website, WRL.com, or the WRL News app. A sheriff's office in our state is mourning after one of its own deputies died on duty. Forsyth County Deputy Austin Riedelhuber died early Saturday morning. The sheriff's office says his patrol car was hit by a box truck. He died at a hospital in Winston-Salem. The sheriff's office has put a patrol car in front of its detention center in Winston-Salem and encouraging the community to leave cards and notes on it to be given to Deputy Riedelhuber's family.
We're working to learn more this morning about a crash that caused lane closures on U.S. 70 in Garner. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene last night as crews investigated. This is at the Auburn-Knightdale Road intersection. We do know at least two vehicles were damaged. So far, no word on what led to the crash or if anyone was hurt.
We are learning more about the crash that killed the owner of a popular UNC apparel store and his son last week. That store is Classic Carolina on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. It's been closed the last several days. People have left flowers in front of the store, along with information about a GoFundMe site set up for the family of Dhruva Chalani. He owned the store, and one of his daughters, Crystal Chalani, shared more pictures of the family. In this one, her brother, Chris, is in the middle, and to the left of him, his father. Crystal says the driver was speeding down Mount Pisgah Church Road in Apex, crossed the center line and hit the Chalani's vehicle head on. Wife and mom, Nina, are also injured in that crash. She was injured Wednesday night and required surgery. Chris is a popular TikTok influencer and was poised to take over the family-owned company. The entire family was well-known and loved, especially in the Chapel Hill community. A GoFundMe site established for the family has raised more than $55,000.
This morning, the driver of the truck that hit and killed an 11-year-old girl during the Raleigh Christmas parade will be in court for his arraignment. Landon Glass faces misdemeanor charges of death by motor vehicle, reckless driving to endanger, and carrying a firearm at a parade. There's also failure to reduce speed and improper brakes. Landon was driving a pickup truck last November in the Raleigh Christmas parade when it lost control before hitting 11-year-old Haley Brooks.
This morning, the search for an escaped Pennsylvania inmate and convicted killer is now a nationwide search after he managed to slip past authorities again. These new images are from a doorbell camera that show the drastic change in Daniello Cavalcante's appearance. Authorities say these images were captured at the home of his former co-worker, where they believe he may have been trying to get some help. You can see he is now clean shaven and was last seen in this green hoodie and hat. Today marks day 12 of the extensive search. Officers answered questions yesterday about how the killer was able to get around their massive search.
Number of challenges in any investigation. No perimeter is 100% secure, ever.
Pennsylvania State Police say he stole a white van over the weekend, which helped him get away. That van, though, has now been recovered. Still no sign of Cavalcante. More than 400 officers have been searching for him. Coming up, rescuers in Morocco are searching through the rubble to find survivors of Friday's powerful earthquake. Here in North Carolina, it's been a weekend of worry for people with family in that country. We'll hear from a relative next.
Plus, a new school and cultural center for Ukrainian refugees in the Triangle. We'll take you behind the scenes for a look there.
The next couple of days are going to be warm, upper 80s to low 90s, and then a cold front comes through Wednesday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll go over the timeline for the rain, but look at what's behind that, a real taste of fall.
Eight 14 is the time right now on your Monday morning, and this is a live look at the blue skies over Franklin Street, the intersection there at Chapel Hill. Top of the hill for you this morning. Watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. We have several other looks around our area. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. With that, looks like that fog has lifted.
Yeah, it is starting to improve a great deal. Goldsboro is looking clear. You can see plenty of sunshine there at our newsroom in Fayetteville. Apex, Chapel Hill, all looking clear. So there may be a little bit of lingering low cloud cover in some places. As a matter of fact, I can see some of that on our downtown Raleigh camera, but it will be moving out pretty quickly. What's new with Hurricane Lee this morning? Wind speeds are likely to increase up to Category 4 today, but just for today, we're not seeing any major track shifts. This has been pretty incredible because we've been tracking the storm for days and days, and the computer models and the forecast from the Hurricane Center have all been very consistent, keeping it off the coast of North Carolina. It is likely to weaken as it moves northward and moves into some cooler ocean temperatures. And we'll take a look at some of those sea surface issues coming up. Hurricane Lee as of 5 a.m. moving northwest at 7 miles per hour, winds at 120. Of course, definitely sending some heavy surf to some of the Caribbean islands. But it does start to turn north as we get into the day Wednesday. It weakens as it moves into colder water, pushing past Bermuda with winds potentially at 100 miles per hour and well off the coast, hundreds of miles off the coast of North Carolina. But it is likely to bring some rip current danger, some beach erosion, some coastal flooding, and that sort of thing. Here's a look at our steering currents. And boy, we could tell from the models that these steering currents would be in place. And that's why we're looking at this storm sitting just a little bit farther offshore. We do have a deep trough in the jet stream that's sitting here, and that's going to help to push Lee out of the way. The Bermuda High is trying to push it back toward us, but it's likely to find a path in between the two that keeps it several hundred miles off the coast of North Carolina. However, there may be an opening for that storm to make landfall in parts of Maine or parts of the Canadian Maritime. So we'll be watching for that. It's still likely to be Category 1 at that point. This is a look at the wave heights, and this is going to be an impact for us, of course, with that beach erosion and rip current danger. This is Friday morning at 11 a.m. and probably the biggest impacts to Bermuda happening at that point. So the yellow orange is going to be anywhere from 10 to 15 foot seas, but that's going to be just offshore. Along the beaches, probably going to be more like 4 to 6, or along the Outer Banks, 4 to 8. And of course, that can really cut into the coast pretty deeply in terms of some erosion. And then making landfall and moving on out, and that'll be the end of that storm. You can see, again, the computer model plots potentially making landfall in either Maine or parts of the Maritimes. And then, of course, we have that rip current danger issue. Also have Tropical Storm Margo moving north at 8 miles per hour, winds at 65. It continues to move northward and become a Category 1 storm. And, of course, we have a front sitting over us. It's going to bring us a small chance of some showers today, but it is likely to bring a better chance of some scattered thunderstorms late Tuesday into Wednesday. And behind that, it's going to feel nice Thursday through Sunday. Low humidity, cooler temperatures, lows in the 50s, Brian.
All right, 8:17 right now. still following this breaking news in Johnston County in the Wilson's Mills area. Reports of maybe some police activity and signals out on 70 at Wilson's Mills Road. Some very heavy westbound delays leaving Selma heading out toward the Wilson's Mills area this morning. We're working to get more details about that, sending a crew to see what's going on out there. 70 business out of Smithfield probably is going to be your better bet if you're heading back toward the Clayton area. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle right now, we have a report of a couple of crashes on the southern side of Wake County. A crash with injuries in Fuquay Varina on Main Street near Purfoy Road, seeing some delays in that area. Also some backups on the south side of Holly Springs with a crash reported at the 55 bypass and Main Street. That also reportedly is a crash with injuries, so it may be a while before that one is cleared up. Elsewhere around the triangle in Raleigh, a lot of minor crashes reported, but I'm not seeing any big delays showing up because of those. And I'm still tracking the backups on the Durham Freeway. 885, pretty backed up in both directions this morning. This is not because of a crash or anything, as far as we can tell, just congestion there. On the northbound side, about a 6-minute delay. Almost all of that is between I-40 out toward TW Alexander Drive. And then on the southbound side of 885 this morning, seeing some backups right there around the 147 merge, which is pretty typical for this point in the morning commute. About a 5-minute delay. If you can pick up 885 from Ellis Road, you'll be in good shape heading down into the TW Alexander Drive area.
We're getting more information about a deadly shooting in the Bull City. Police have identified a victim as 23-year-old Romero Bent of Durham. It happened on Hunt Street shortly after midnight on Sunday. Police say responders rushed Bent to the hospital where he died from his injuries. Police believe this is an isolated incident. There are no arrests so far.
NC State Police sent out a crime alert about a vehicle theft. The crime happened in the Sullivan lot. Police say a gray 2023 Toyota Tacoma pickup truck was parked in that lot. It had been parked there overnight when someone stole it. The truck has a Florida license plate. There's no suspect description. Anyone with information should call University Police.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, confirmation this hour that North Korea's President Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin do plan to meet. Kim Jong-un is believed to be on a train right now headed to the city of Vladivostok, and it by invitation by Putin. No word yet on what the two leaders will discuss, but there's growing concern by U.S. leaders they could strike an arms deal which could aid Russia in its invasion of Ukraine. Of course, this is a developing story that we'll continue to track here in the WRL Live Center and, of course, during our newscasts.
All right, thanks, Ken. And Ukraine in the Carolinas, an organization working to assist people in Ukraine and also build a community for Ukrainians in the Triangle, came together for the opening of a new school and cultural center in Raleigh. The school and cultural center are on the campus of Ridge Road Baptist Church. Its goal is to serve as a community hub for refugees in the Triangle and also as a place to teach children and adults the Ukrainian language and culture.
We're here doing the best that we can, both helping them with medical supplies, with humanitarian supplies, and also spreading the word about Ukraine and what it is, Europe's largest democracy that is working so hard to preserve it.
And for more information, you can head to UkrainiansInTheCarolinas.org.
Rescuers continue a desperate search this morning for survivors of Friday's powerful earthquake in Morocco. It has been such a worrisome weekend for people here in the Triangle with family and friends in Morocco. Take a look at new video from the devastated regions of that country. It was a 6.8 magnitude quake that turned towns and villages into rubble. The next day or two will be critical for the hope of finding any survivors. We spoke with Mohamed Naji with the North Carolina Moroccan American Group here in the Triangle, and he has relatives in Casablanca.
I didn't hear any casualty from my even immediate family or relatives, but you know, to me right now, everyone is in Morocco is a family to me.
And Naji says Morocco needs food, medical supplies, especially tents, since many homes were destroyed. His group is working on organizing funds and relief efforts, and we'll keep you posted on how you can help.
SpaceX will have to make some fixes to its mega rocket Starship before it can take off again. The Federal Aviation Administration says its investigation into the April 20th launch failure of the ship is finished. The rocket exploded over the Gulf of Mexico. The FAA says it's requiring 63 corrective actions before the company can launch its rocket again. They include redesigns to prevent leaks and fires and a redesign of the launch pad. SpaceX founder Elon Musk says improvements to the rocket have already been made. Novak Djokovic claimed his 24th Grand Slam title last night in the men's U.S. Open final. Immediately after winning, the tennis star honored the memory of late NBA legend Kobe Bryant by putting on a shirt featuring a picture of him and Bryant with the words "Mamba Forever." Djokovic was friends with Bryant, who died along with his daughter Gianna in a 2020 helicopter crash. 24 was his jersey number when he played for the Lakers.
Stick with tennis here. 19-year-old Coco Gauff is still on cloud nine this morning after securing her Grand Slam win over the weekend. The Georgia native became the youngest American since Serena Williams to win a U.S. Open. Gauff etched her name into the record books, defeating Aryna Sabalenka. Anytime you're mentioned with Serena Williams, you're doing something right. Coming up, we are entering the second week of some solid waste workers not collecting trash in Durham. The update is they demand higher pay.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Monday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. It's a busy morning out there on the roads. Brian Schrader is tracking a number of crashes. Brian.
Michelle, we're going to start in Johnston County with some breaking news on Highway 70 in the Wilson's Mills area, getting reports of some police activity and perhaps some damaged utility equipment out on 70 at Wilson's Mills Road. Seeing some heavy westbound delays this morning coming in from Selma. Trying to find a way to get over to 70 business coming out of Smithfield to save a little bit of time there. Also, reports of an earlier crash on 440 westbound around Capitol Boulevard and on Brentwood Road at Skycrest Drive. On the southern side of Wake County, watch for a couple of crashes, one in Holly Springs on the 55 bypass at Main Street, another on Main Street at Purfoy Road in Fuquay.
It looks beautiful right now in Sanford and in parts of the viewing area. We're seeing clear skies. We did see some low cloud cover and a little fog develop earlier this morning. We still do have the dense fog advisory in effect for just Chatham County and then west toward the Triad. Visibility a quarter mile in South Hill, but it's starting to come up in a lot of places as a lot of that low cloud cover is burning off. Temperatures are in the upper 60s and low 70s as you're headed out the door. We'll hit the upper 80s this afternoon. It does stay pretty sticky later on today with a small chance of storms. Keep that in mind if you're going to be out and about.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Volunteers in the Triangle are honoring the victims of 9/11 by serving the community. The nonprofit Activate Good partners with other groups across the Triangle for service projects. Some activities include making blankets for Wake Med patients and packing kits for students in need and many more. And Durham solid waste workers and a union plan to rally today outside City Hall asking for higher wages. The city had contractors help pick up trash this weekend. This is the second week where some workers are not getting their trucks to collect trash. That rally starts at 7 o'clock. Coming up next on Fox 50, we'll have more news and weather.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Two things I'm watching this morning. One of those is another fairly warm day today and again tomorrow, but I'll show you a front that brings us some delightful air later in the week. And then Hurricane Lee is still likely to stay several hundred miles off the coast of North Carolina, but I'll show you what our impacts will be.
Also today, we're remembering the lives lost in the terrorist attacks on 9/11 22 years ago. This is a live look right now at the Pentagon. And we will let you know how local volunteers here serving their community are commemorating this day.
And some Durham solid waste management workers will not be picking up trash today. Instead, they'll be here at City Hall protesting. Just ahead, I'll explain their demands.
8:30 is the time right now. Thanks for making us part of your Monday routine here as we get things rolling. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. You can see behind me over at Dix Park.
Yeah.
It's a pretty heavy cloud
cover. Clouds rolling in.
Yeah. I know earlier we were dealing with some fog. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has the map of where we're still seeing a little bit of that.
Yeah, a lot of that's breaking up and dissipating pretty quickly right now. But we do still have the advisory here, in effect, for Chatham County up until 9 a.m. So just about another 30 minutes. But we've definitely seen a lot of improvement here just recently, officially still a mile at RDU and a quarter of a mile in South Hill. But elsewhere, we're looking at, a lot of sunshine peeking out. Take a look at Pinehurst, looking pretty this morning. But wait until later in the week. People are going to be flocking outside to enjoy some of the prettiest weather that we've seen in a long time. Futurecast this morning showing some sunshine, still some low cloud cover, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. And a few isolated thunderstorms could develop. This is the newest run of the computer model, which has taken a lot of that out. But still, we have the potential for maybe one or two showers or thunderstorms from the Triangle area northward. You can see a little bit of blue sky there. This cloud cover that lingers over Raleigh is likely to break within the next 30 minutes or less. 70 is our temperature and our dew point 68. So it's warm and a little sticky. We'll see a high in the upper 80s for this afternoon, which is a little bit above normal for this time of year. What's new this morning with Hurricane Lee? Wind speeds increasing to a Cat 4 later today, but just for today. And then it begins to weaken, especially toward the end of the week as it moves past North Carolina and moves into some cooler water. No major track shifts, which has been good news. Just continues to stay off the coast of North Carolina. It's moving north at 7, but picks up some forward speed by the time we get to Thursday and Friday, moving past Bermuda with 100 mile per hour winds. Of course, our biggest impacts will likely be rip current danger and some coastal flooding and erosion. The computer model plots continue to be tightly packed together, so that gives us a lot of confidence in the path of the storm. Coming up, we'll talk more about some specifics for our coast. Brian?
Here at 8:32, almost 8:33, we're following breaking news in Johnston County in the Wilson's Mills area, getting reports of some sort of police activity on 70 at the Wilson's Mills Road intersection. And our partners at Waze are reporting that the signals are out there. Heavy westbound delays as you head out of Selma back toward Wilson's Mills on 70. Try to get over toward 70 business, leaving Smithfield, heading up toward Clayton. That should save you some time this morning. We're working to get more details about exactly what's going on there in Wilson's Mills. In Rollsville, a report of a crash at Main Street at Hampton Lake Drive, and there are reports that at least part of Main Street is blocked right now as they work to get that cleared. Once you get through that and head on down toward 540, you're going to run into some pretty heavy traffic as well on Lewisburg Road heading to that 540 interchange. Northeast side of Raleigh, a crash partially blocking Brentwood Road at Skycrest Drive. They're working to get this cleared, seeing a little bit of a delay through that area. And on the southern side of Wake County, we have a couple of crashes. One in Holly Springs on the 55 bypass at Main Street. We are seeing some pretty heavy westbound delays there, leaving Fuquay heading back toward Holly Springs. And on 401 in Fuquay at Main Street there, a report of a crash near Purfoy Road. That is in the clearing stages, seeing a little bit of a backup. Looking better in Durham, some lingering backups on 885 in both directions between I-40 and 147, but not nearly as bad as it was a little while ago. Still, you want to give yourself about five additional minutes to make your way through those delays on 885.
All right, thanks, Brian. Today, the nation will pause and remember 22 years since the attacks on 9/11. This is a live look right now at Ground Zero, where Vice President Kamala Harris just arrived. Commemorations will happen there today in the next 10 minutes, as well as the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and also in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The attacks killed almost 3,000 people. President Joe Biden will attend a ceremony on a military base in Anchorage, Alaska. Governor Roy Cooper has ordered all state flags to be lowered to half-staff today.
And Michelle, we just showed our viewers a live look at the Pentagon where that large American flag now hangs. Well, we want to take our viewers back to when this happened at sunrise. And this has been happening ever since those attacks. Pentagon officials unfurling this large American flag at sunrise on the west side of the building near the Pentagon's 9/11 memorial. That's the side of the building where that third hijacked aircraft crashed into that building. The act of patriotism honors the 184 people who died at the Pentagon on this day 22 years ago. Private and public ceremonies are planned today at the Pentagon.
Thanks for that, Ken. Fort Liberty is also inviting the public to commemorate the day with a 9/11 remembrance ceremony. It'll be at the Eternal Flame at the Fort Liberty Main Parade Field. It began just a few minutes ago. North Carolina National Guard will hold a memorial ceremony at the Joint Force Headquarters in Raleigh. That's at 8:45, coming up just a few minutes. That's on Gold Star Drive, and Governor Roy Cooper will be speaking at that event. We have learned that Attorney General Josh Stein won't be there because he tested positive for COVID. City of Rocky Mount will hold its annual ceremony at 10 a.m. That'll be at the flagpoles outside the municipal building on South Franklin Street. Also this morning, people are at Keenan Stadium up in Chapel Hill, UNC, for the annual 9/11 stair climb. This is video from years past. The event pays tribute to New York firefighters by climbing the equivalent of the 110 stories of the World Trade Center.
And one nonprofit based in the Triangle wants to honor the lives lost on 9/11 by serving our community. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains the Day of Service Activate Good is organizing and how you can get involved.
The nonprofit Activate Good is partnering with community groups across the Triangle today for service projects. Volunteers are here at the Green Community Center for a cleanup project today. Meals on Wheels, the Special Olympics, and the Ronald McDonald House are just a few of the organizations that are partnering with Activate Good. Service projects will vary depending on where you volunteer. Some activities include making blankets for Wake Med patients and packing kits for students in need, all with the intent to bring joy on a day that brings pain to so many.
For kids and your family to reflect on what we have in our community and how we can really come together to learn and serve.
And you still have a chance to sign up. There will be two volunteer shifts, a morning shift and an evening shift. Now, the morning shift has already started, but you can volunteer for the evening shift that starts at 6 p.m. For more information, you can head to Activate Good's website. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
WRL has a full list of ways you can honor and remember those who died on this tragic day 22 years ago. Visit our website or the WRL News app. A sheriff's office in our state is mourning after one of its deputies died on duty. Forsyth County Deputy Austin Riedelhuber died early Saturday morning. Sheriff's office says his patrol car was hit by a box truck. He died at a hospital in Winston-Salem. The driver of the truck was charged. Sheriff's office has put a patrol car in front of its detention center in Winston-Salem, encouraging the community to leave cards and notes on it to be delivered to Deputy Riedelhuber's family.
Today, solid waste workers in Durham remain off the job. It's been almost 1 week since they decided to stand down, putting trash collection in the city at a standstill. WRL's Laura Levine explains the workers' union plan to rally again tonight in its push for higher wages.
We are entering the second week where Durham solid waste workers will not be loading up those trucks and collecting trash. Instead, many of them will be right here at Durham City Hall, making their demands heard loud and clear. Over the weekend, with all of that trash piling up, the city actually had to hire private contractors to pick up some trash. Many people even taking things into their own hands and bringing their trash to the solid waste centers. Now, we know that with those demands, workers say they are overworked and underpaid. They're asking for a cost of living increase and a $5,000 bonus. Many say they work second jobs to make ends meet.
We have to fight about getting this type of stuff done so we can actually live in a city that we keep clean.
While the city is using contractors to help, council member Jillian Johnson says most garbage routes are still being picked up by city workers. Two-thirds of the solid waste workers were actually working as of Friday, according to her. That rally here will begin at 7 o'clock. We know that Durham solid waste workers actually have a GoFundMe right now where more than $37,000 has been raised in 3 days. Laura Levine, WRL News in Durham.
Rescuers searching for survivors from the earthquake in Morocco say now is the most critical time for search and rescues. We'll update you on those critical efforts as the time continues to run out.
Plus, Raleigh leaders are partnering up with a business to offer free breakfast for first responders. When and where you can take part in the appreciation breakfast.
And we take down to the Sandhills, a live look at Pinehurst this morning. Pinehurst Resort and Country Club with blue skies ready to roll today. The fall temperatures move in this week. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when and update you on the current track of Hurricane Lee.
Welcome back. We're taking a live look at Ground Zero in New York, where the 9/11 ceremony there will begin with a moment of silence, the national anthem being sung right now. Today, we remember all of those lives lost 22 years ago. And back here at home, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner was tracking a little bit of fog for our Monday morning. A lot of that has since lifted, Elizabeth.
As we still have some cloud cover hanging over downtown Raleigh and in a few places, but we are seeing that breaking up rather quickly. And most folks are really starting to see more sunshine now. 70 degrees, our current temperature. Our dew point is 68. We climb into the upper 80s for this afternoon, so it's not going to be a really cool day. We had highs mostly in the 80s over the weekend. And a lot of folks remember this picture. Maybe you were there, at least maybe have seen it. Aaron Thomas, our reporter, took this picture. You can see the lightning strike here over Carter Finley Stadium. They had to evacuate the stadium because of the thunderstorm coming through. There's a look at the empty stands. Of course, they did finally allow people to come back in, but I think Notre Dame won the game, unfortunately. We still have a dense fog advisory in effect about 15, 20 more minutes for Chatham County. We've definitely had some patchy fog across our area, but like I said, it's beginning to dissipate rather quickly. 88 Raleigh, 87 Durham, 90 in Fayetteville for today, and tomorrow's high 91, and so that's going to be above our normal high of 84. But a front comes through late Tuesday into early Wednesday, and that is going to deliver our first really good taste of fall of this fall season. As a matter of fact, temperatures could easily be below normal all the way through September 20th. That's going to really give us a good kickstart on some really feel-good weather. We do have a stationary front that is dissipating quickly. It's possible that from the Triangle area southward later this afternoon that we would see an isolated shower. The previous run of the computer models was showing just a little bit of coverage from Raleigh southward through Fayetteville, Clinton, and Goldsboro, and now it's removed that. So again, not a big chance, 20% chance, just to kind of cover the bases between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock, especially in our southern counties. Hurricane Lee moving northwest at 7 miles per hour, winds at 120. It does become a category 4 storm a little later today. That was the new update this morning in the 5 a.m. advisory. It does weaken though fairly quickly as it makes that north turn and moves past Bermuda in the early morning hours on Friday at a level at a category 2 with winds 100 miles per hour. What we're looking at off the coast of North Carolina is rip current danger, of course, but also some heavy surf, possibly some erosion and some coastal flooding. And that would start as early as Wednesday or Thursday and likely to continue through the weekend. Today and tomorrow is still going to be hot and a little sticky. And then that front comes through fairly early on Wednesday. And after that, it's going to feel fantastic. Look at that Friday morning, 56. Look at these overnight lows in the 50s and afternoon highs are in the 80s. It does warm a little bit into the weekend, but we should notice a much bigger drop in our humidity than we saw this past weekend. So definitely something to look forward to.
And breaking news here in the WREL Live Center, WREL investigative sports reporter Brian Murphy confirming that the UNC Board of Trustees will in fact take up the next legal steps in the Tez Walker case. The board called an emergency meeting at noon today. Now, here's a bit of background for you. The NCAA ruled Walker would be ineligible to play this season because of a new rule about players who have transferred twice. The wide receiver started at North Carolina Central, then later transferred to Kent State. He then transferred to UNC to be closer to his ailing grandmother. Of course, you can read more about this story breaking right now on WREOSportsFan.com, and we'll continue to monitor this for any updates on air and online at WREL.com as well.
All right, thanks, Ken. The death toll in Morocco continues to rise, now topping 2,200 deaths. Rescuers are digging through rubble to find survivors.
I'm all alone now, he says. I had a home and a family. Now I have nothing.
It's just devastating. A 6.8 magnitude earthquake hit the country Friday night. Rescue experts say the first 72 hours after a disaster are absolutely critical. It's now been over 48 hours since the earthquake, so the coming days may be the last best chance for finding survivors.
Michigan State University's head football coach is being accused of sexual misconduct. The school announced Sunday Mel Tucker has been suspended without pay. Tucker is accused of sexually harassing activist and rape survivor Brenda Tracy during a phone call last year. According to the university leadership, an outside investigator has been brought in to look at the claims.
Spain's embattled soccer federation president Luis Rubiales has resigned amid public backlash over an unwanted kiss on Spanish forward Jennifer Hermoso. That happened immediately after the Women's World Cup victory. Rubiales also stepped down from his UEFA vice presidency. The kiss led to a condemnation in Spain and a 90-day provisional suspension by FIFA. The national prosecutor filed sexual assault and coercion charges against Rubiales after Hermoso's complaint.
A man's facing charges this morning, accused of firing gunshots while police were on a scene in Raleigh. Officers tell us they responded to the area of Domain Apartments near Capitol Club Court and New Hope Roads, northeast Raleigh. Officers found shell casings there scattered on the ground, and then more shots went off. We're told no shots were fired by officers. Nobody was hurt. Police arrested 24-year-old Jaquan Holmes. He faces misdemeanor charges of discharging a firearm in city limits and going armed to the terror of the people.
This morning, there is a growing push to use artificial intelligence to keep children safe in schools. The new technology is being used across the country in an effort to boost security and prevent shootings. It's called Zero Eyes, a human-verified AI system that's designed to detect weapons. It uses existing security cameras coupled with the company's AI-trained team, plus a team of military experts working around the clock to alert authorities before any shots are fired. This is critical because the FBI says 60% of active shooter events end before police arrive.
Security comes in layers. Do I think we can really help in certain situations? Absolutely. But are we the end-all, be-all? No.
Positive.
The company says the system only works when the guns are visible and not hidden on the suspect. They say this new technology can be used in public places such as malls and public transportation.
First responders can get free chicken biscuit from Chick-fil-A tomorrow. The Raleigh Chamber is hosting a First Responders Appreciation Breakfast and partnering with Chick-fil-A to offer this promotion at two locations. First responders can go to the Capitol Crossing or Falls Village location, Chick-fil-A's, from 6:30 in the morning until 10:30. That's tomorrow morning. To participate in this, just be sure to be in uniform or bring your ID or badge with you.
It's a new era in the WREL Azalea Garden with a new century plant. Take a look at this. This is a time-lapse video over the past several months as hundreds of visitors snapped photos and selfies of the previous century plant that began blooming in May. Sadly, after a summer of excitement and joy watching the century plant grow, the time came for it to be removed. New plant may seem small now, but just give it time. It could take another 10 to 15 years before it blooms. And we are back on the Powerball frenzy. The jackpot is more than $500 million. Again, no one won Saturday's drawing, so that means that you have a chance to cash in on the prize tonight. We checked, and as of this morning, the jackpot sits at $522 million. If you win, your cash take-home value is a little more than $250 million. Not a bad way to start your week, right? You can watch the drawing live tonight on WREL.
Tonight's also the night for the American Ninja Warrior, as someone will collect the show's million-dollar prize in the finale, conquering the final stages of this course, a massive rope climb. Eight competitors will try their best to scale that rope, bring home the prize. American Ninja Warrior airs tonight, 8 o'clock right here on WREL.
John Robinson outshined top overall pick Bryce Young in their NFL debuts, leading the Atlanta Falcons to a 24-10 victory over the Panthers in their season opener on Sunday. Young was intercepted twice by Jesse Bates in a rough start for the former Alabama star, who's being counted on to lead a resurgence in Carolina. Next week, will take on another NFC South rival when the New Orleans Saints visit Charlotte next Monday.
There was a short-lived bright spot to all this. Bryce Young introduced himself to the NFL with his first touchdown pass as well. But look what Hayden Hurst did. He just chucks it up into the crowd. And Young's like, dude, you just threw my first NFL touchdown pass ball away.
Yeah.
After the game, Hurst said the fans threw it back down and the ball is in safe hands now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I like that. All right, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Evans is officially off the market. The Captain America star married Alba Baptista over the weekend. The couple had a small, beautiful ceremony at their home in Massachusetts. The guest list included some of the actor's Marvel co-stars, including Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, and Jeremy Renner. Oh, boy. Well, congratulations to them, you know? He found somebody he likes.
Exactly. Love it. Now, before we head off to break, I want to show you winning lottery numbers from the NC Education Lottery on your screen right now. We will get another check on weather and traffic up next.